listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live from Las Vegas, live on a Monday, live on 225 FSR stations across this great, great nation. Fezzik beginning his vacation. He worked almost like 5-6 days in a row. Just text, I got to go on vacation. So back next week. But this is a special day. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans to know more than their buddies. Jonas Knox in Los Angeles. Special day for Jonas. Maybe we should intro it like this. Share with the audience, Jonas.
I mean, that sounded like some of the music that was being played on Saturday at my wedding. Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got married. Figured, why not?
Thursday, was it?
Yeah, Thursday evening at happy hour. And I said, well, since everything's shut down, we can't really plan a wedding, so let's just do it Saturday. And there we were.
So, how many people?
Not as many as we would have liked because of all the restrictions. So less than 100. But
and this date was planned for about a year, probably.
Long time ago, yeah.
Long time. So really, when all this COVID happened, she was probably like, "I hope this doesn't last." I mean, was that forefront of mind for her?
For both of us, I didn't think it was going to go this long. And then as it got closer and closer and closer, it started to become a reality. The venue that we had booked, they were closed down. Churches were closed, restaurants were closed. So we were just scrambling, and even up to the last minute, about a week before, we weren't sure what restrictions were allowed to happen. Everything had to be moved outdoors. It was chaos. To be honest, I'm just glad it's over with. Just a lot of work.
I mean, what a way to enter a lifetime commitment is. I'm glad it's over.
I am. I told her.
But maybe, just maybe, because I always say Jonas is apolitical. He's not a political creature. But he seemed to, when California was dragging their feet in like early June, some believed, Jonas was very like strong on it. I'm like, man, if they've lost Jonas, they've lost. But maybe it was about you were worried about this date. Maybe a little connection there.
I actually didn't think about it until we got to May, because when everything shut down initially, we were just almost in a state of shock at, okay, so we can't go here, all these things that we were allowed to do. And then as it got to approaching Memorial Day, I started to look at the calendar and realized, yeah, this is coming up pretty quick, and it seems like it's getting closer and closer, and we're still waiting on answers. And so when we weren't able to get clear-cut answers, we had to go to Plan B, and then eventually at Plan Z.
All right, so a couple questions. One is, who drafted the prenup?
I don't even remember, to be honest with you. Yeah, I don't even know. Do we have one? I don't even know. I don't have no idea.
Well, let me tell you, I'm almost certain you don't have one.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you don't know.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Unless she's very wealthy and her parents' lawyers delivered one.
No.
I'm guessing no.
No. Right,
so my first response to that would be the following.
You bet the hard eight for $1,000 and you pressed it for $2.
Did I hit it?
Nah, you didn't hit it. But it was a big balls bet.
So, big bat.
right.
And then just one more thought on it.
One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight.
So, who knows, baby? This could work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping. We've been together long enough, so hopefully this will, good things are on the horizon. But if not, we'll deal with it. We got married in a pandemic. I always got an excuse. So.
Well, listen, seriously, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I can't lie. I love that you're working today.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like you took Friday off, but okay, I understand. But any guy who gets married on Saturday is at work on Monday. When I tell you about Jonas being a hard worker, I mean, there it is. There it is. So congratulations. And
yeah.
We'll look forward to updates about how it's, you know, because it's a different thing.
It's
a different thing.
I've already picked up on that. Yeah, so it's a little bit different. Yeah,
I've been over 10 years, and I was 36, so, you know, a little later. To me, it's always better because you can get very fortunate, connect with someone at a visceral level. You evolve, they evolve, you know, let's say young age, and you grow together. But it's so much easier, I think, if you got more sample size in a way. It's like
yes.
Gambling is, you know who you are.
Yeah.
She knows who she is if she's old, you know, as they get older. And the odds that you're going to know what you're going to be in 10 years go up. And that's kind of necessary, right? I think a lot of marriages that are early 20s, it's not that they're not any, it's not real at the time. It's just that people change so much. You get to be in your mid-30s, not, you know, hopefully you keep growing, but not as much.
Yeah, I was engaged when I was 21, and I look back now and go, what the hell were you thinking?
You were probably in love, right?
Yeah, even close to being ready.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's another matter, right? Number one is it the right person? Number two, are you ready for that level of commitment? Those are two separate matters.
Yeah.
I think knowing it's the right person is hard when you're 18 or 21. It just is.
Yeah.
Dear Abby, just email RJ at dear at now. We're straight out of Vegas. Now, we usually start with the Vegas lead. This was the Vegas lead, but we'll do a regular Vegas lead. And it is breaking news. Westbrook, coronavirus.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook, the Rockets guard, announced via social media that he has tested positive for COVID-19 prior to his departure to Orlando. Thus, he is not at the bubble yet with the Houston Rockets.
Okay, two things. Number one, do we know how professional athletes recover from this and what the timeline is? In the United States, we haven't had professional sports since this COVID outbreak, you know, the COVID-19. Thus, we can't speak and say, oh, look, so-and-so in baseball did this. So-and-so in Europe, I guess there's some analogs we could say, well, it's similar. Is it fair to say Westbrook is a superb physical specimen? I mean, if there's anyone that would like have it and not even know it, maybe I think it'd be Westbrook. Like, you know, I did sleep 4 hours last night. I must have felt sick. You know, he's one of those dudes.
Yeah.
But do we really know how quickly? We know that the worst of it is over in like what, 10 days or less?
Yeah.
That's the theory. But do we know 2 weeks after that, are they 100% or recovering people 90%? How will that affect a professional athlete? Do you have any sense of that?
I don't have a sense of it. What I've heard is some people say that there could be a lasting impact on your lungs, that could be an issue. But I don't know how we are certain of that. If this is a new disease and it just got here, how do we have long-term sample sizes of what the impact is long-term if it just got here in January at the earliest? That's my big issue with it.
Which actually speaks to how those who say be more cautious, their point is, yeah, it seems like it's a bad flu for most people. But what do we really know what is the effect, you know, even a year or two later? But I'm saying beyond that, or even short of that, what is the effect recovery? There's some flus I've had, and I usually get the flu once a year. So, I mean, that's more than the average person. And it's the same thing for me. It's five, six, 7 days. I'm down for about two of those. I don't even know where I am. You know, I'm asleep 20 hours. And then one day I wake up, I feel better. But I still feel weak for about another week. You know, I'm back at work, but I don't feel like I got all my energy. That's me. If that's the case with COVID-19 for the average person, okay, so it's 17 days. But are we sure how people are? And again, it's different for the guy who plays tennis, you know, at the club recreationally versus a pro. Are we sure pro athletes are going to be back and ready to go on average in even 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't think we are.
Yeah, because this is just now happening. And if this happens in one of the big sports like the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, this is really going to be our first glimpse into, okay, what's the real timeline? You know, normally you'll get a 15-day DL or a 10-DL a disabled list now for Major League Baseball. Or if you're an NFL player, we know the timeline of certain injuries. High ankle sprain is 6 weeks. We've just sort of gotten used to it. ACL is an entire year. Well, what's COVID? You know, is it really just from person to person? A lot of what I've seen is that, you know, a lot of guys are asymptomatic. They don't show any symptoms. There's no issues whatsoever. But then it hits other people in a more serious way, and they have longer impact, having a longer impact on them than other athletes.
And I think we would guess that the better physical specimen you are, the better your immune system is, the better you're going to recover. And those are the types that they get a cold, flu. They're fine in 2 days. I mean, everyone's different. I think our guess would be Westbrook's going to be in that top tier because he's so physically strong. We don't know. And I do think this would be telling. We've been researching it. We can't really find anything about Europe or Asia where there's, again, we could say that's not the same. Oh, I think in some soccer, you could say that's the same level of athlete. But for the most part, Korean baseball isn't the same, let's say, or table tennis as NBA. I don't know. This is going to be interesting. Now, here's the, you know, we had the idea of, we know it's taboo, but is it true? Kind of a new segment I've been thinking of. And one of the ideas was, is it maybe better that a Westbrook would get it now? Now, it's taboo, but is it true? Because once he's done, he's done. If you knew for a fact you were going to be fine at the end, wouldn't it be better to get it and then not worry that in the middle of the playoffs you're going to get it? Now, I get, hey, well, you can't be sure that you're not going to have a real problem. You can't be sure there isn't long-term ramifications, consequences. Well, he's got it, so it's not even a choice, right? But if at the end of this, he's feeling 100%, you know, 17 days later, let's say, doesn't that help the Rockets? That you get one of the two key players can't, in theory, can't get it again. Isn't that an edge?
Yeah, I totally agree. When Clemson came out with all their guys who tested positive for coronavirus, one of the initial thoughts I had was, and this is just being honest, okay, well, at least they're getting it out of the way. I mean, that's a bulk of their roster that's getting it out of the way, and they're getting the coronavirus. And from everything I've heard, once you get it, you build up the antibodies, and you can't get it again. And Tom Brady.
And that's a speculation for
yeah,
sure. Yes.
Yeah, and Tom Brady and some of these other guys. I wonder if it just comes down to a simple question. Would you rather for sure get it now and not get it again, or not get it now, but possibly get it again later on down the road when you could actually miss games? And I would venture to guess majority of athletes would rather get it now than take the chance at missing time later on.
Yeah, and if they got it down the road, it wouldn't be again. But yes, exactly what you said. Yeah. When, if you're going to have to get it, when?
Yeah.
But that's always such a tough decision because, and I don't think anyone thinks like it really. I mean, it's easy to do it abstractly like we are, but you don't know you're ever going to get it. Like, for me, I've avoided it so far. Knock on wood. If I got it tomorrow, I wouldn't be happy. Oh, get out of the way. You know, it's not football season yet. I'd be like, God darn, I wanted to skip this thing. So if we knew for a fact there wasn't a vaccine coming, and we don't know there is, but we think there is, I could make the case, hey, you're going to have to get it once anyway. You might as well get it. But if the vaccine comes at the first of the year, as people are guessing, boy, you avoid another 6 months, you avoid the whole thing in theory. So, but here's what I know. If Westbrook's 100% sometime around the end of the month, as a Rockets fan, as a Rockets better, they're in a better position, yes, if he's 100% than they would, yes, have been otherwise.
Yes.
Taboo and true.
Yes.
All right. When we come back, we're going to jump into the Washington Redskins. We're not going to go through all the tip or Redskins for now, I guess. We're not going to go through the typical stuff. Got a couple of takes on that. And Dak Prescott, Looks like I was more right than I even knew.
That's coming up next, but first, Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store, curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we may have a major change taking place in the NFL.
The married man, Jonas Knox, first show. First show. He's an optimist, baby. Cock-eyed optimist. Great day to join fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audiences doubled last year, and we commit this will be the best football season yet. You just watch. You can listen on those 225 FSR stations, coast to coast, here in Las Vegas on the Strip. Excessive heat warning, 110 degrees. The neon is bubbling.
So, RJ, it was announced on Monday that the Washington, now formerly Redskins, will be retiring their nickname and their logo. They started a thorough review early in the month, and they've decided they will be moving on. No statement as of yet as to what the new nickname will be for the team.
So sometimes our job is to have unique takes, but let's be candid. You can't have a strong take on everything, but some people force those takes. We try to avoid that. I'd rather identify the story, point out a couple of things that maybe aren't being discussed enough, and move on. I think it's noteworthy that amongst all the political correctness type, oh, things have changed, this is one that doesn't feel as much like that, because I can remember in the 80s, this was a discussion. And doesn't mean whatever decision's right or wrong, but it does mean this doesn't feel as new to me. And obviously there's an accumulation of momentum when it comes to social justice, and this is falling under that. But Jonas, I'm guessing as far as you can remember, there were a certain contingent that really was against that Redskins name.
Yeah, it seemed like it really came up in the last, I want to say, 6-7 years, maybe a little bit before that. And I've talked about this before. Growing up, it never occurred to me that that was a racial slur, because the Redskins back in the 80s, man, they had some really, really good teams, and they won Super Bowls.
So no way could a Super Bowl champion be a racial slur.
I really didn't think it. I honestly didn't think it. I viewed them as just a football team. I never put two and two together. Maybe that's just me being naive, but I never put the two together.
And I think if you really think about it, the Utah Jazz is because the team used to be in New Orleans. I mean, if there's any team that jazz and nightlife and partying and drinking in Utah just don't go together, right?
Right.
So in a way, these names, these nicknames, whatever it referenced, whatever it was related to or echoed, oftentimes the Steelers that you get, oh, Steelworkers. But you go through these names. What's the Mariners? I'm just
like
thinking of names
fisherman.
Right now.
Yeah.
What's the Dodgers? I know Brooklyn, but what's a Dodger? Was it like draft Dodgers played on the team? So doesn't diminish at all that it obviously is offensive to a group. Now it becomes a question, right? Because on one hand, you could say, why offend anybody? On the other hand, you could say, is it too sensitive? Seems like this is one that a lot of people felt like was insensitive even decades ago.
Yeah, and we do have an update on the Dodgers name. John Ramos screamed in my ear and said, in a very violent manner, I would like to point out for the audience, our technical producer, and said they were called the Dodgers because they dodged the trolley cars in the streets of Brooklyn.
Of course. Of course.
I had no idea. I honestly had no idea.
So San Francisco, just they wished that, I guess that was a giant. Yeah. So to me, I get it on one hand. If you're a long time, if for some reason the Steelers, who I'm a fan of, had to change their name, and I felt like it was even possible that, oh, there's some sensitive snowflakes, I'd be mad. this does feel like a month, you know, I mean, and I do find it interesting. So the Braves are saying, you know, they're not going to change. Mm-hmm. The Indians
are having conversations.
I guess it's because it's one thing to reference a group to say, hey, these are the Indians versus, and now, again, it's the whole American, you know, there's Native American, there's that. But I think those permutations, a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, whatever. But with something like that, when there's a color involved too, right, which obviously echoes other things. Yeah. And, you know, Mike Lombardi, friend of the show, made an interesting point on his podcast. He was saying, hey, if you get, you know, like Florida State, the Seminoles, if you get a representative or someone of authority from that group to endorse it and say, okay, we're fine with this and maybe donate some money, then it can work. It's just, again, with something like the Redskins, that idea of, you know, imagine the other permutations of colors and faces and skins, just doesn't seem like anyone okaying that would kind of get you off the hook.
Yeah, and Dan Snyder's been steadfast with this, even 2015. Well,
which is just stubbornness, I think.
Yeah, and in 2015, he came out and said, no chance it's ever going to be changed. Mark it down, write it down. He doubled down on that a couple of years ago when it was brought up again. And I asked somebody about why is he so tied to this name? Why does it mean so much to him? And the understanding I got was that Dan Snyder grew up a Redskins fan. His father used to take him to games, and he's really passionate about that from his youth. And that's why he's been so steadfast in wanting to hold on to this name, because he looks at it with reverence and not as a racial slur in comparison to some other people on the outside.
Yeah, but again, I am not a snowflake, but usually the person who's not being slurred isn't the one to decide if something's
exactly.
a racial slur,
exactly.
right? I mean, so
exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of things I don't fully understand about, you know, people don't like, but I'd say I can kind of accept I'm not walking in their shoes. Now, that doesn't excuse everything, right? It doesn't. So, meaning, I think we can be too sensitive at times. And I think historically we haven't been sensitive enough, right? So, and I also get the argument we've made a mistake in one direction for a long time. Would a couple mistakes in the other direction be all that bad? I see that point too. It's just a matter of does this gain, what kind of momentum does this gain? What we know for sure is a billionaire who said this will never happen. It's happening. And that's the strength of this movement, that it's not just a typical same old, oh, couple months and things are going to blow over. This is another indication that things are different with this momentum for social justice.
Yeah, and it just feels like now's the time. Ron Rivera even, you know, spoke about this a few weeks back when someone asked him a bit again about with the Black Lives Matter movement and whatnot. And Ron Rivera said, you know, now's not the time to discuss that. It is worth discussing, but we'll do it at a later date. But the more that this got louder and louder over the past couple of weeks, and then sponsors pulled out, that's when Dan Snyder had no other choice but to start making some decisions.
It's always about money.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
And when someone is forced to do something, right, you can have an opinion that means something other than money. And it can be something you feel super strongly about. No doubt. No one's saying otherwise. But if someone, a billionaire especially, is going to be forced, it's going to be about his billions being threatened. And how do you do that? You vote individually with your pocketbook. I mean, Nike or FedEx or whatever, they're not doing it usually for social reasons, right? Sometimes they might. You know, you could make a case the Kaepernick Nike thing felt like more than just money, though it turned out probably that it was a good economic decision on their part, Nike's part. But for the most part, it's what the customer believes affects the business. The business can affect the person who's being stubborn. And I mean, we've seen that on Fox. The news station is they can, people will say things that a lot of people disagree with. A lot of people agree, but a lot of people disagree. But when the sponsors start getting involved is when people get fired. It's just the way it is because this is a business, football also.
Yeah, and if it's bad for business, then, you know, it's bad for everybody, and it could have a financial impact on a lot of people involved. And I just, the part of the conversation I do find a little curious is they're really, fixated on wanting to have the word red in it. So there's been red tails, red wolves, things like that. And I heard somebody throw out the possibility of wanting to keep the hashtag Hail to the Redskins, the HTTR, which is very popular. That's branding for the Redskins, as being that's the one they want to stick with, which is why they're geared maybe towards one of those names.
Well,
it's very strange.
I got to tell you something. If there's any city in this country that has built-in mythology around it, as in if you want to, like the Utah Jazz were saying, well, again, New Orleans was saying, oh, you know, Jazz, we're known for Jazz. And in Vegas, it's the, you know, for UNLV, it's the Running Rebels. It's like, Rebels, I'm not, you know, I get Vegas is kind of outsiders, but it's some other history. And that's a name that's being called in dispute. But it's the freaking capital of the United States. Right. If it's, you know, I've heard the monuments, I've obviously the national. It seems like that there's a way to echo something that you've got to build in brand. You're the football team for the nation's capital. Why that in any way should represent the people that that we as a country actually conquered? I'm not sure you want to echo that. You know, even back when they decided to do it way back when. Was that something that, as the nation's capital, it was like, you know what we should remind people of? You know, remember those blankets with smallpox we get? We should really talk about that.
Right.
It's like, why? Now, I get now that it's been established, people have a connection to it. But when they made that decision way back when, that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Yeah, and they actually, I was reading a little bit of the history of the name, and they got some pushback early on as to, and this is way, obviously, I think in the 30s. And so their way to sort of make a concession in this whole thing was they didn't change the name, obviously, but they changed the wording of the fight song. So they've been like doing the bare minimum to please people and still try and keep the name all these years. And it's only now that they finally caved because, as we mentioned, the sponsors started to pull out.
You almost got to think if there was, think about what was going on in the 30s, right? And to think there was people that literally thought it was improper then, almost,
yes,
you know, 90 years. The fact they held out 90 years, you got to respect it away. But man, how far off were you? And why start with a name that's going to have problems from day one? 90 years ago.
And their basketball team changed their name from the Bullets to the Wizards because of the shootings in the city. They didn't want to promote bullets. So fact that they were able to do that, but it took all this time to get this done, is very bizarre.
Yeah, but no one cared about the bullets.
Right.
Right. I mean, right, to some degree, this is a sign that people care about the Redskins. Now, you could look at it, or about Washington's football team, you could look at it as, this is like Michael Jordan going to 45. Anyone that's got Redskins jerseys or whatever, merchandise, now you got to buy the new stuff.
Yes.
And then you got to wonder, is anyone going to have like bootleg Redskins stuff? New. Let's say they won the championship, all right? I mean, close your eyes and imagine, unless you're driving, don't close your eyes. Imagine, you don't think there's going to be a lot of people that would want a Redskins 2000, you know, Super Bowl 54 or whatever champion?
Well, I'd imagine those any of their Super Bowl merchandise is now worth more because that was their, now it's their former name.
Oh, vintage. So this is going to be the black, the black market's going to be interesting. And
yes,
you know there's going to be people 100%. That insist on Twitter still saying the Skins.
100%.
You wonder if the Skins, I mean, I guess because it echoes it so much. And if they would have just called it the Skins to start with, it would have been fine. But what would that even have meant, right?
Yeah, Warriors is another name that's been thrown out. The Warriors.
The Warriors.
Yeah, Washington Warriors. That's another one.
But what would that – I, you know, we're brainstorming here. I think they got to echo that they're the capital. I don't mean it has to be the capitals, but they are the country's capital, right? I mean, to act like that doesn't mean anything, that feels very meaningful. All right, let's get trending. Maybe there's – a new name. And you know what? Quickly, the fact they don't have the new name ready is proof positive that this is a rush job.
Yes.
Because it would have been so much better for them if they had the new name now. And when they do come out with it in a week or whatever, it won't get the attention. It's going to be like half the attention, some of the attention now, some then. I think that they're so they so feel the pressure from this, Snyder does and the decision makers, they're saying we're going to let everyone know they won now, even though we're not going to get the same attention for announcing our name because we're waiting for the trademarks to come through.
Yeah, we've heard less. In fact, I haven't heard anything about what their plan is for training camp amidst a pandemic, but I've heard all about their name and how they're changing their name. And training camp's about 3 weeks away.
Which, with merchandise, in theory, it could be a good thing. I'm not sure they're going to make it a good thing, especially if they don't have the new. I mean, when will they have they decide the name? When's the gear going to be ready? Right?
Yes.
It might be weeks and weeks after that. Another social justice, political crackness, big news story.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. You can check out the show on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
All right, Jonas, you do this better than anyone on radio. Give us a recap on Woj, the senator, and the candlestick. Oh, wait, that's something else. But.
Yeah, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley sent over an email to Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN's top NBA insider, asking what his thoughts were or where he was in regards to the open criticism of the NBA players' lack of, I guess, their criticism on what happened in China earlier before the season, which set off a firestorm, to which Adrian Wojnarowski wrote an email back that said, F you. The senator
More explicitly.
Yes. The senator then posted that on social media. Adrian Wojnarowski was forced to apologize. ESPN then issued an apology as well, too. And they have thus suspended Adrian Wojnarowski for a couple of weeks without pay.
So we know it's a couple of weeks.
That's what I've seen. I've read.
Okay.
But
all right. So first things first, to me, and you know, let's give credit with Clay Travis has been on top of this story, and it seems like has reported it in detail and well, accurately as far as I can see. The thing I've said again and again throughout my politics. I doubt there's anyone in the world that has my kind of hodgepodge of I'm about freedom, but I also think we got to be realistic about how lucky maybe, you know, be if you're smart, if you're healthy, if you're born in this country, to act like none of that matters is goofy, but to act like everyone works as hard as everyone else is goofy. So how to find that middle ground, I think, is a constant challenge. That's just my part. It's real simple. Don't get in my way. I don't want to get in anyone else's way. But if someone doesn't have the ability themselves, let's help them the best we can if they're one of us. All right. So I don't know if you disagree with that, but which political party does that? I don't think either do particularly well. All that said, I hate that there's right and wrong opinions. I get it. If something's purely someone's a racist, they think that this racist culture should be in the, you know, exterminated. Right, as bad as anything's ever been. Nah, all right. Obviously, we all know that's not acceptable, and there's people like that. There are, but that's the small minority. The fact that someone like Woj, who, as far as I can see, is a level-headed guy. I don't know him personally at all. He's a hard worker, and he's level-headed. At least it seems like. I never see him having screaming matches on, you know, TV.
Yeah.
The fact it felt natural to him to say that to a senator. This is someone that, for any position that just deserves respect all out of the pocket, it's president, senator, Supreme Court, whatever it is. When people used to grow up and or parents would say, like, what do I want my kids? The dream, maybe he could be president. Like, if there's nothing sacred anymore, I don't care what political party. And President Obama, no doubt for the right, a lot of them hated him, whatever the reason. And a lot of the left hates Trump, no doubt. Last two presidents about as divisive, not by choice with Obama, I think, but just by who they were, as any two we've ever seen. Doesn't mean you don't respect them. And to me, if you don't, I think it breaks the whole system down. And the idea that someone as seemingly even keeled as Woj would do that just makes me think the emotions and everything caught up in this time we're in, we got to discipline ourselves, tamp them down, and figure out how do we communicate with the other side, wherever side you're on. And it feels like, and this might be me taking a little position here, the left is very comfortable demonizing the right. And I know what happens from the right to the left, but it just doesn't seem to be as accepted. And maybe it's partially Twitter's a way to communicate. And, you know, I think in general, there's more, less conservatives on Twitter. And it just feels like it's okay to make a person out that being a Republican is tantamount to being bad. But how does that work, right? If we're in the same country and we're supposed to work together and disagree where we disagree, how can you say the very act you disagree with me means you're worthy of getting an FU? Where do you go from there? And to me, the day isn't going to come, Jonas, that the other side wakes up and says, you know, I was wrong the whole time. We all were wrong. You were right. Let's do it your way. It's not going to happen. So the only way we're going to ever meet in the middle or meet somewhere in a compromise is by listening and agreeing. How do you do that if FU is the response?
I just don't know whatever happened to the let's agree to disagree. Like, where did that go? I mean, it just feels like either my opinion is right, and if you're on the opposite side, you're a terrible human being, and vice versa. And I don't know why we can't just...
Both sides do that. You're right about that. Both sides... It just feels like the Democrats do have a better position to do that from, because they do have a majority of the media. I mean, it's just hard to say otherwise.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives up in the Bay Area, and he drove down for my wedding and was a part of my wedding, and I have a friend who lives a couple of blocks from me. The friend up north is a big time Democrat. The friend who lives a couple of blocks from me is a big time Republican. And I don't know anything about politics, so all I do is try and egg them on and make up stories. And I say, hey, so and so said this about it. And listen, I'm not trying to cause any problems here. But ultimately, those two guys have known each other for 25 years and they love each other. That's just a subject they don't agree on. They still have debates about it, but there's still at least an underlying of respect. And it doesn't feel like that nowadays as far as mainstream media goes.
And listen, the reality is both sides have, if you're the, and this will be the last word, we got to take our break, is if you're the person who benefits from politics being at the forefront of people's minds, if it's a news station, if it's whatever it is, you want to raise the stakes. This isn't just another election. This is the most important election in the history of the world, which we've been hearing that now for a bunch of elections. I think if we always feel like it's life and death, how do you agree? You know, meaning you can't accept a compromise if compromise equals accepting death. So by tamping things down and understanding the ebbs and flows of things, and that's what's the funny thing about Obama, is if you look on the left, there's a lot that hate Obama because they don't think he did enough. Maybe Obama was the smart one of saying, let's get a few things done because we're not going to have a revolution with me as president because you got to vote for a revolution. That wasn't what I ran on. But everyone's impatient. So all I know is this. Whatever your position is, ask yourself, how do I win? How do I get more what I want? And if that doesn't involve the other side compromising, then explain to me how it happens. I don't know how it would otherwise. When we come back, Dak Prescott, man, oh, man, this could be an exciting season because I don't think he's signing.
That's coming up next, but first, Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store, curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, he's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We're straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. So, RJ, we are now less than 2 days away from the deadline for Dak Prescott to get a long-term deal done in Dallas.
We're making history here, Jonas. This is the longest prior segment we ever had. We were ran. I could blame you for getting married and all the conversation, but no. This is what I'll say. And tomorrow we're going to really delve in. It's going to be like a Dak focused show because Wednesday's the deadline. I believe if you look back, you got to realize how much them not signing him last year led to all this. And once he went through last season without a contract, it's almost impossible for him to sign this year. No one believed it, but that's what we're looking at.
Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, we are back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Fox Sports Radio.